the tachet meila parabeis mishnah gimel parma nitzrafim usiivrim hanitzrafim. Parma and siivrim that are brought of the korban, that they are entirely burnt outside of Yerushalayim, they are not nikrab on the mizbeach. This is referring to the par Yom HaKippurim, the par that is brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and also the par Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, that is Mora Hetzer for himself on something that there is really a Chiyuv Kares for. He did so the Shoigeg. In such a case, he would bring a par Kohen Mashiach, and the din is that it's entirely burnt outside of Yerushalayim, and so too a par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur, when Sanhedrin Paskins a Halacha, that something that is really a Chiyuv Kares is Mutter, and Rova the Tzibur does this Isra Api, this mistake that the Sanhedrin made, a par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur is brought, and it's entirely burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And Sirim HaNisrafim is referring to the Sar Yom HaKippurim, the Sar that is brought on Yom Kippur, and so too it's referring to the Sar Avodah Zarah. When the Tzibur is open, Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, a Sar Avodah Zarah would be brought and would be entirely burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Ma'alim Behem Misha Hukdashu. Once the Parma HaNisrafim or Sirim HaNisrafim is Nikdash, anybody who benefits from it would bring a Korban Me'ilah. Nishchatu. If the Shechita was already done to the Parma HaNisrafim or Sirim HaNisrafim, Hochshiru Li Pasol B'Tzvul Yom Uva Mechusar Kippurim Uva Lina. Now that the Shechita has already been done, the Korban is now Mokshar, is now ready to become Pasol Ayidei Tzvul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim. That would touch the Parma HaNisrafim or Sirim HaNisrafim, it would become Pasol, and so too, now that the Shechita is done, it could become Pasol Ayidei Lina. If it's left out overnight, it would become Pasol Belina, or if the Dam is left out until nightfall, the Dam would be Pasol Belina. Who's a Dama? If the Dam of the Parma HaNisrafim or Sirim HaNisrafim had already been sprinkled, Chayav and Aleim Misham Pigol Noisar Betame, now that the Dam has been sprinkled, it would be a Chiyad Misham Pigol. If one of the Dalet Avodah Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Vizrika was done with the Machshavet Chutz Lizmano, the Parma HaNisrafim or Sirim HaNisrafim would become Pigol, and anybody who eats from the Basar would be Chayav Karis. And so too, now that the Zaz HaDam has been done, there would be a Chiyad Misham Noisar. If it was left out after the light of time, it would become nicer, and anybody who eats from it would be chayav mishum nicer. And so too, after the Azaras Hadam, anybody who is tameh and eats from it would be chayav karis mishum tuma. Umalim behem bebeis hadeshen achi yutach habasu. Anybody who benefits from the parma nisrafim or sirim hanisrafim, even after it's taken outside of Yerushalayim to the beis hadeshen, to the makom where it's burnt, if he benefits from it, he'd be chayav a korban me'ilah. And even if he benefits from it after they already started burning it, he would be chayav to bring a korban me'ilah until the basar is yutach, until the basar is entirely burnt and has become called. Only after that would there be no chayav me'ilah for somebody who benefits from the call. But if he benefits from it before it turns into a call, there would be a chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. The second me'ilah parabeis mishnah dalet ha'olah ma'alam ba misha hukdashah. Somebody whose makdish of behemoth to be brought as a korban ola, as soon as his makdish, anybody who benefits from the ola would have to bring a korban meila. Nishchata. After the kohen did the shechita on the korban ola, hochshara li pasol b'tzvul yom uva mechusar kippurim uva lina. Now that the shechita is done, the ola has more kedusha, and it is now mosher, is now ready to become pasol ayidei tzvul yom or mechusar kippurim. If it's tzvul yom or mechusar kippurim touches the ola after the shechita, it would become pasol. And so too, after the Shechita, it would become Pasol Ayidei Lina. If it's left out overnight, it would become Pasol. And if the Dam is left out until nightfall, and the Zrika was not done before nightfall, the Dam would be Pasol Ayidei Lina. Nizrak Dom. If the Zrika of the Dam has already been done by the Kohenim, Chayav and Alayim Mishum Pigol Noisar B'Tami. Now that the Zrika of the Dam has been done, there would be a Chiyav for Pigol. If one of the Dalet Avodah Shechita Halacha Kabbalah or Zrika was done with the Machshavet Chutz Luzmano, the Kohen who did one of those Avodah had in mind that he would be makrib the Ola outside of the allotted place for the Akrabat Ola. He would not be makrib on the Mizbeach, he would be makrib somewhere else. In such a case, the Ola becomes Pigo, and anybody who eats from it would be Chayav Karis Mishum Pigo. And if the Ola is left out overnight, it becomes nicer, and anybody who eats from it would be Chayav Karis Mishum nicer. And so too, after the Zrikas Hadam is done, and somebody is tamei and eats from the Ola, he would be chayav karis mishum tuma. Ve'ein ma'alim ba'ora. Anybody who benefits from the ore of the Ola would not be chayav korban me'ilah. If he benefits from that ore after the Zrika, he would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. The reason being, is that the or of an ola is given to the kohanim. As the pasuk says, or ola asher hikrib la kohen lo yiye. The or is given to the kohen who does our krava of the ola. So therefore, since it's given to the kohanim, somebody who benefits from it would not have to bring a korban meila. Avomalim b'basar asher yetei lebeis hadash. But anybody who benefits from the basar of the ola, even after this rika is done, would have to bring a korban meila. As the basar of an ola is not eaten at all by the kohanim, it's entirely nikrav on the mizbeach. Even after this rika, anybody who benefits from it would have to bring a korban meila. And even after it's nikrav on the mizbeach, you still have to bring a korban meila if you benefit from the ashes that's on the mizbeach until the ashes are taken out to the beis hadesh, and until the trumas hadesh is done the next morning, and the ashes is taken out to the beis hadesh in the place where the ashes is taken out. Only after that, if you benefit from the ashes, would you not have to bring a korban meila. But if you benefit from the ashes before the trumas hadesh, then you would have to bring a korban meila.